Mohammed Chigundu was a major in the Ugandan army. He was killed in 2015. He was one of several former commanders of the Allied Democratic Forces rebel group who were integrated into the military after seeking amnesty. His widow tells us, before his death, Chigundu had been scared and expressed fears about people trying to kill him.
When he died, we started hearing that the ADF was targeting everyone who had left them and joined the government. Maybe they thought he had secrets he was giving to government.
ADF has its roots in Western Uganda. It was kicked out by the military in 2001 and set up bases in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Security forces here blame the group for a number of assassinations and recent attacks where civilians were killed and others injured. They have intensified patrols and surveillance in the city and areas bordering DR Congo. They say the rebels have increasingly been recruiting young Ugandans into their ranks.
After these young children, the youth are recruited, their agents and collaborators find ways of smuggling them out of the country into the DRC. After they have been hardened into the willingness of committing acts of violence against Ugandans and visitors, they get their way back into the country.
The reemergence of the ADF in Uganda, so many years after the group was pushed out of this part of the Rwenzori Mountains, is worrying many, including refugees from the DR Congo escaping attacks by the fighters in a region troubled by rebel groups.
Dozens of Congolese from across the border in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo come to this reception center every day because of the conflict in North Kivu province and Ituri. Some of those we talk to say they are fleeing from ADF rebels.
Kambale Karoli fled from the outskirts of Beni in North Kivu province. He's concerned about a possible infiltration of ADF fighters in camps for refugees.
We cannot protect our families. We cannot go to the farm to do any work. People are living in fear in villages. They are burning vehicles on the roads.
ISIL has claimed the most recent attacks in the name of its Central African Administrative Division, which the ADF is believed to be a part of. Police and military commanders say they have everything under control, but are also not ruling out the possibility of more attacks. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Western Uganda.